was a great discussion. Really had a lot of folks following the discussion around the community, and that's encouraging. I mean, really the goal of the last 8 months when the staff work's been going on wasn't really so much to, come up with, specific options or decisions. We still think that requires more work. Our goal was to create a process by which the commission could engage the community in the discussion, have a fact-based conversation about the big pool, as hard as that was, given the history of the pool and its importance in this community, but to make a sound decision for what is the decommissioning of the big pool going to look like. I mean, before we worry about the next step and the extent to which, that a new facility would be something different for the community, or would be a combination of things for the community, or the extent to which it would replicate the big pool itself, those decisions remain yet to be made. But the commission did make the decision that 2020 would be the final year of operation for the big pool as it's as it currently exists. The kind of the caveat to that is, we've replaced we've faced some pretty significant capital expenses, unexpected mm-hmm. capital expenses, just in the over the three or four years that we've operated it. If we run into those things again, there will be a real time evaluation of whether or not we close at that point. So with something that's now in its 98th year of operation, the bones are just are frail, and our staff's done an excellent job to keep the pool open. Can't thank the different departments around the city, but then also pool maintenance staff themselves just work incredibly hard to keep that facility open and operating. The commission also made a decision to begin working with a group that was one of the groups that made a proposal or a concept proposal. Mm-hmm. And then their interview last week also, I think, captured a lot of favor with those that were involved in making a recommendation to the commission as to which firm to use. We'll engage them right away and begin having that community discussion about specifically what the next chapter in public water recreation looks like in Garden City.